Exactly. Go ahead.
I say we just started off. We don't really have nowhere to go tonight.
No.
And that's like physically and in the show plan. Yeah. Like, let's just start it off. Episode 8. Nice. Where was I going with this? I'm Frank.
Devin.
And we're here on another Wednesday night with nothing to do.
Right.
So we want to talk about whatever. So I literally just want to continue off where we were just talking about. So, okay.
So yeah, go ahead.
So I've been watching Last Chance U on Netflix. So you've watched it.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I figured you did when you was asking me how far I got. So I'm basically at the point, I think the last episode. Oh, that's what happened. I got to the episode where he's arguing with that referee at the homecoming game.
Oh, and the referee's
like, "You shut the fuck up." Yeah. He's like, "You shut the fuck up. What the fuck are you doing here? Let them do their fucking job." And he throws his shit, and then the referee,
"Yeah, bro, yeah." Yeah, that show is good, man.
I was like, holy shit. Like, did that referee just slide him?
Just slide it, bro. And
he caught him with a left. Good one. I was like, oh, shit. Yeah. Like, this shit gets crazy down there.
Yeah.
So then they kicked the ref out. And I just remember the part, like, when the ref was walking out towards the track, he's like, that bitch-ass motherfucker deserved that.
Yeah. Yeah, bro. Because there's some people on that show that absolutely dislike that dude, the coach.
Ooh, buddy.
Yeah, just because, like, the way he is.
Yeah, and he wins.
Yeah, that's the thing.
People don't like that. But, the way he wins, I'm sure.
Right. But it's a good, I liked it. It's a good show.
Did you? Yeah. Did you watch the second part?
Yeah, there's three parts now, I believe, or is there just two parts?
There's two that for Eastern Mississippi,
and then there's the one of the new, it's like a different school.
Yeah, I believe. Yeah.
So I've watched, I watched both the Eastern Mississippi ones. I don't know if I got through the third one all the way, but I do remember watching some of it, because it's like a whole new.
Yeah, the third one's a different school.
Yeah, it's a whole different everything.
Yeah, because. I got to see, I guess, what happens at the end of the first
one. But yeah, I don't want to spoil anything for you, but some of it, though, like.
Well, I saw at the beginning, like the very first episode, they show you some type of fight breaking out, and then it basically says like 3 months prior or something like that.
Yeah.
And then,
so you'll
and then
get
it starts.
To
so you know you're going to get to that point at some point in time.
But it's a cool documentary. It's one of those where it's like it does get you invested in like these not characters because they're real.
Yeah, they're
people,
real people.
You know
what
I mean?
People.
So.
The thing about it, though, too,
is their whole life and
when you're, like, watching their life, like, some of them you're like, dang, I can see why that dude is that way. But so far, like, that DJ Law dude, I'm not really understanding why that dude struggles. He's just one of them dudes that just don't give a fuck.
Some guys are like,
because, like, he's not a dumb dude.
No.
That's what I don't get about him. Like, he's uber talented as a running back and as a playmaker, and yet he just doesn't.
Yeah,
he just doesn't care. Like, some of those dudes, I'm like, seriously, like, that's your entire world? Like,
it's crazy how some of those dudes end up there, though. Like, some of them are, like, former D1 players.
Oh, yeah, most of them are.
They get in trouble or something and end up.
Or they fuck up their grades.
Yep, something like that, or get into law. Because what's the guy with the dread? I think he's got dreads. He's a light-skinned dude, real quiet. I think he's in the first season. He may be in the second season, but he's actually
Seen no dude with dreads in the first season.
He dropped down from D1, and then he actually made it back to D1 college football.
Well, a lot of players have done that.
I don't know if
them.
He went from there to the NFL. I think he might have jumped and made it to
the NFL. Chad Kelly did it through Eastern
Mississippi. Yeah, Eastern Mississippi.
Because he went from Clemson to Eastern Mississippi to Ole Miss.
Right.
And then plays for the Broncos now.
Right. So.
And that's actually Jim Kelly's nephew.
Right.
Buffalo Bills quarterback. LeGarrette Blunt did the same thing.
Oh, okay. Yep.
I think he went. I can't remember what his first school was, but then he went to Eastern Mississippi. Then he went to Oregon.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So they had some. That's crazy.
Yeah, they've had some really good players that have come through there. But the first season right now, they have a DJ Law, which is that running back, Ronald Ollie, the D tackle.
Yeah, the D tackle. Yeah, I remember him.
John Franklin III, the quarterback, the back.
I remember him. Yeah.
And then obviously Wyatt, the other quarterback. Right. And I think that's pretty much it. I mean, they talk a little bit about the Isaiah Wright kid, the backup running back.
And he's got the brother, right? He's the one with the brother too.
I don't know. They haven't mentioned anything about a brother yet.
Okay, yeah, I'm pretty sure he's got the brother, and his brother's like a team manager, equipment manager, or something.
Oh
like
yeah,
that
okay.
The
they
yeah,
haven't
they
gotten really
to
like his
him
story
too, so
yet.
When you get, oh yeah, you'll see when he get into his story.
Okay, because they did. They've talked.
He's
about,
one of those dudes where it's like, damn man, you made it this far. Like, keep going, man. You know what I mean?
Well, when they talked about like Ronald Ollie, I was like, damn, that's crazy.
Yeah. he's got
like his pops killed his mom and then killed himself. I was like, holy crap. Like,
yeah, man. Some of them dudes
like, Jesus. Like that kind of shit is that's deep. And then how his like half siblings basically would take it out on him because it was his dad, not their dad, who killed their mom. Exactly. I was like, fuck. Like I can only imagine being like feeling that kind of weight.
Yeah, because the mom was their family, I think.
Yeah, well, and he had the sis. He's got sisters,
right?
And so they were half sisters. Right. So it was his dad who killed basically their mom, but that's not their dad. So they would take it out on Ronald because it was his dad who killed their shared mom, basically. Yeah, gotcha. And would be like, our mom would still be here if it's not for your dad and shit like that. They would say that shit to him.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
So I was like, damn, that's a pretty shitty way to have to like grow up. So I could get like some of them, but then at the end of the day, like these college classes that they look like they're having to take do not look that difficult.
Nah, but who knows? I don't know.
But I mean, I guess I'm not talented enough to not have to care about that kind of shit. But I don't know. It's just, it's different for me on that effect. Like, I kind of put myself back in, like, those days and could be like, okay, I could see, like, how, you know, I've learned a lot since, obviously, I was at the age to be able to play that, at, you know, at community college or whatever. But, so, I mean, I guess I could get it. You don't really know what life is at that moment in time.
Right,
but,
right.
Man, if I only knew then what I know now.
Oh, you know, for that's, sure. Yeah, that, it's always know. Like that.
So it is like definitely that. One of those situations. But I'm enjoying it. Don't get me wrong. I'm enjoying it. That the academic lady be...
She's funny. Yeah, she's funny.
She be killing me, bro. She be killing me. Like, she... It's funny because she, like... She be snitching on them to the coaches and shit like that when they don't be going to class. But it's like... At the end of the day, like, that shit cares about those dudes.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
However, one thing that did kind of turn me off a little bit at the beginning of the show when she was talking about it is she was like, you know, we graduate the people we're supposed to.
Yeah.
Like, basically meaning, like, the stars of the team that are going to go to D1 are the ones that they really
focus on
as far as, like, getting them to school. And it's like, I mean, I understand that, but at the same time, like, you owe it to all those kids to get them... Sure. You know,
that education,
an education, because, you know, at the end of the day, football or not, the education is something that nobody can take away from them. So why wouldn't you? I get that you're just one person, obviously, but at the same time, like, I don't know, just kind of there were things that she would say where I'm just like, dang, that's definitely like a putting football first mentality when they keep wanting to call them student athletes. The kids at this school are more like athletic students, you know, so it's different, but it's also probably something that goes on all over the place. I mean,
for sure, for you know, sure, man.
But the dude that be doing the lion, the growl, my God, that dude's getting on my God.
That older guy,
I'm just like, what the fuck is this dude's problem with the Jerry curl?
Yeah, exactly. That like, super what long you Jerry doing curl? Out there, bro? He'd be at every game. He'd be killing me.
He'd be growling and shit. Yeah, that dude it was funny. And then the dude that like helps with the chain gang.
Oh yeah.
And then he'll drive like the tractor and shit. That dude's cool because those are just some of those dudes are just.
They're just local
old,
town.
Yeah, people, just old country folk. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Just living in Mississippi. People, so it's definitely a simpler way of life.
I couldn't live out there. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, I don't think I could live in.
That.
I don't think I could live in the South, man. None today.
I couldn't live nowhere in the South.
Too many angry issues to be around that type of shit.
Can't be. Nope. Can't do
nowhere
that.
Nowhere near the South, bro.
Yeah. I'll stay over here.
Yeah, I don't even think I could live in like Atlanta. And Atlanta is like, I mean, it's probably a lot more blacks.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But
even for me, I'm just like, it's too Georgia. Humid. It's too humid.
That too.
It's cheap, though.
Yeah.
It's real cheap to live there.
They got some big-ass bugs out there, though. Fuck that.
Yeah, they probably do got some big-ass bugs out there. It is the South. But like I said, it's cheap. Saying. Like this one dude I trained with, he had a house on like a lake over there, like a real, like not no man-made lake, like a real lake. And he only paid like $325 for his house. And it's like, 2,500 square foot on a lake with a big ass deck that faces the lake.
Oh, damn, that's dope.
Yeah, I'm like, God damn. But it takes him like an hour and a half to get, or I think he said it takes like an hour to get to work.
Nope, couldn't do it.
Not even for a house on a lake, nigga? That only costs you that kind of money?
Nope, not if I got to drive every single day an hour to get away from my house.
That is a long ass drive.
Fuck that.
I mean, that is a long ass drive.
Fuck that.
Yeah, but you one of them late wakers.
Exactly.
I think I seen you was on the PS4. I woke up the day after I got Gran Turismo. I woke up to make sure that shit was downloaded. I saw your ass was on fucking Need for Speed 4 hours ago. I'm like, nigga, 6 o'clock in the morning. This nigga was on Need for Speed 4 hours ago. Like, boy, you better take your ass to sleep.
Hey, I be night owl status.
Hey, man. I told you that game. I told you that game is a hell of a lot better than.
Oh yeah, yeah, no, yeah, that game is dope, man.
I like that game a lot. I like that game a lot. I like
the fact that I can drive my real car in that game.
Yeah, they That's didn't awesome. Have mine.
Yeah,
they
that was awesome. Mine. Awesome.
They had mine in GTA or Gran Turismo though.
Do that, yeah.
It's not awesome. Like
exactly.
It's a STI,
of course.
They have a WRX, but it's a Japanese version, right-hand drive and everything.
Oh, that's dope.
But you can only pick one color on it because it's like a, it's like in Gran Turismo. That yeah, they have like designer cars.
Yes, I heard they have like real people cars, like from mm-hmm. Instagram and shit. Like one guy has his real car.
Like, yeah, like there's a dude who has like a. It's shit. Like this yellow S2K that's got this big ass yeah, front splitter on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yes,
and it's turbo.
Turbocharged. Yeah, yes, I saw that one.
That's in the game.
Another guy's got like
they got a 240Z.
I thought I saw an Integra.
Oh yeah, the it like, DC. It's a black.
Yeah, I thought it was dark silver or black. Mm, yeah,
it's okay. A black DC too.
Yeah, but it's got the JDM front on it.
Yeah, of course. Because you, what's weird it's though real is JDM. Car, it's a maybe. Honda Integra.
Oh okay, yeah, that's why. So it's a real JDM mm-hmm. car. Yeah,
so it's cool. Got the JDM front end, and then they have I want to say it's Han from Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift, mm-hmm. and then the rest of the other ones.
Like the real guy? Like his real car?
Yeah, he built a real 240? Yes, that white 240.
What? They
yes,
got that?
Yes.
Oh, damn, that's
yeah,
sick.
I think they call it something else.
Yeah, they have a real name. I don't know what like his name is. For his for the car.
But yeah, it's that white 240 yeah, with the fender flares. Built, yes, yeah, and the dark charcoal wheels. Yes, yeah. That's in the game too. So, and they got, like, I only paid like $30 for the deluxe edition, but mm-hmm. it starts you out with like $2.2
million. Oh, nice.
So I got cars.
Yeah, I'm about to say I'm about to spend all
I
that
got,
shit.
Nigga, I got cars.
That's dope, man.
I can't even drive them all.
That's why I'm in that Need for
I'm
Speed
not good right at, now. Like, that game, bro. No.
What, nowhere. The
yeah, the driving in that game.
In Gran Turismo?
Yes.
Tough or what?
Tough.
Is it realistic? Like, I'm tough, like, or is it like, just, like, tough for no reason?
No,
tough?
Like, I'm laser focused on buying a wheel.
When I tell you last, time we talked about that game, because I told you I was going to buy that F1 game too.
I'm trying to fucking.
And I need a wheel.
I'm
for
trying to
shit.
Get a wheel on that shit. I'm figuring out somehow, some way. I will put it up in this
room
somewhere.
Yeah, I was about to say you can set it up in here
and do whatever. But man, because like there was just literally like just doing the training driving. Mm-hmm. Just the one of the first courses, which is just like speeding up and then taking like an apex, like a just a U-turn, but like right. a wide U.
Right.
Just getting down into the apex, taking the turn, and then coming out full speed and having like an exit
right.
speed, basically, and hitting that checkered flag. I'd say it probably took me, just to get a bronze, probably took me 6 tries.
Wait, so it's got like the old school like license?
It's not a license, but you can play like...
But it's like
learning courses. Stuff. Yeah, you can jump right into like single player circuit gotcha. Shit.
But you need to.
But you got to have cars.
But do you have to do that tutorial stuff though, or is that just optional?
It's just optional.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just optional. I'm not sure if it unlocks anything or more cars or gotcha. Something along those lines. But as far as I know, it's just optional. Hmm. But that's fun. But yeah, it took me like just to get a bronze, and then from a bronze, six like tries. It took me like 2 tries after. Ghosting, because you can put ghost on
yeah.
so you Follow can see where car, you yeah. messed up the run before right. and before and before and try to fix those. So with doing that, it probably took me another 10-12 tries to finally get gold.
No shit.
Yes, it is that like nope, not happening on this one. Nope yeah, break too man. early, nope, break too late, nope, yep. got on
that's
it too soon.
That's
got
real
on
racing right
oh,
there
my goodness.
That is real racing,
but for right. me, I can't do that on a controller.
No, because the worst part is the analog you can't.
Absolutely.
There's not enough
and the
adjustment
brake.
Yeah, there's not
I feel
enough
like the
adjustment.
Brake is so off, like it's either on or it's off.
Yeah,
and no so for me, like I want to be able to 2-foot drive that bitch with the right. steering wheel and really feel that wheel.
Right.
Because that's, you know, you have more travel with less movement. With the analog on the controller,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, it's more movement
yeah,
within
it's
less travel.
Hard to keep it steady because yes. it's fighting you so much. That's, mm-hmm. that's the sucky part.
And when you have the steering wheel, you'd be able
yeah,
to do that.
Racing,
so
yeah.
I just feel like that would be dope. I don't know if I'd get all crazy into like shifting
yes,
and shit.
Yes.
I mean, maybe.
Yes.
Okay, I probably would. Yeah, maybe
you're
the power
already, you're already shifting. There. I mean, you already are getting it. No, you're driving no Lamborghini.
Oh, bro, maybe
no,
I am.
No, not right now.
I got a Porsche in there.
Yeah, but you gotta start.
I got a 911 GT2.
You gotta start at the budget. You gotta start as a budget racer.
I got an orange 911 GT2. Racer. I got a C7 Vet.
Club Miata.
I ain't fucking with no
Miata, you gotta start, bro. Start with that Club Miata.
No, I'm not fucking with no Club Miata, bro. I think I did once. What the fuck did I do? I did one that was like a... I don't know what the fuck it was. I think it was like a Skyline one. Maybe it wasn't. I can't fucking remember. But it was one where I was getting my ass kicked. But I'm I got a Hellcat Charger. Charger? Yeah, Hellcat Charger, four-door, purple, and...
Mopar.
That bitch don't turn worth two shits.
I could imagine.
No, like, you see, like, and it gives, like, true weight. So that thing weighs, like, 4,400 pounds.
Damn.
So, like, when you go to try to break that bitch, nah.
Charger?
Yeah. Mm. It don't really, it's not.
It don't stop. Mm-mm. Yeah, it just keeps going.
Mm-hmm. But when I'm on the Rex, though, oh, the Rex is grippy.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah,
I
bet. The Subi is super grippy, and it drives way different than the Charger. Like, even the styles in which these cars react to your driving, yeah, way different. Because, like, you can stay real hard in on the Subi, and you'll be good. But if you get too hard in, you'll start to oversteer on the Charger. And next thing you know, that ass end starts coming back around.
Yeah.
And even when it's braking because it's rear-wheel drive, that ass end wants to come around on you at times. So it's a fun game. Like, I'm glad that it's on my system because there's times where I just want to, like, race a couple, and then you hop back out, you know? But, so when it's on the system, you can just get right in it.
Just on that Need for Speed, that shit, man. That's the only thing I don't like about, like, street racing games is the fucking traffic.
The traffic will fuck
you in that game so many times sometimes, bro. But especially I love it, though.
I fucking, when I get on a speed trap and I'm coming right out the last fucking turn. Boom. You're like, no. You got to, like, get out of the way so you get all squirrely and you know you fucked it up.
Those are dope. And I like doing the... Like, I like doing the activities and shit, but I feel like I'm flying through the story, though, in that game. Like, I really, like, check myself, like, let me go do something else, because I feel like you just fly through the races, man.
How far have you gotten?
I think I'm in chapter 3, so maybe I'm not that far. I don't really know. I'm at the point where now, like, I can get all the, like, classes of cars. Like, I have a drag car, drift.
Have you gotten to a point where, like, you got to steal, like, these gold cars?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
But there's, like, a point that I haven't gotten to go do, like, another... Like,
have you gone into the city yet?
Yeah, where, like, all the dealers are for the other vehicles.
Well, like, where the casinos and shit are all at.
I don't know.
Because you only unlock certain parts of the map once you... Right? Or is the whole map
unlocked? No, the whole map is unlocked. Like, I was driving around that whole damn thing from the beginning. But...
Oh, has the chick... I don't want to ruin it if you haven't gotten there. Nina?
That the, like, tomboy-looking chick?
Yeah. That,
like, stole the car from you in the beginning?
I think so. Mm-hmm. And then don't you go back working for some dude?
Yeah.
Behind her back or something
You do all that, yeah.
Has she found that out yet?
I think so. I think she finds out that I'm back racing and shit, because I got the whole, like, team together and shit.
Okay, okay. But,
yeah, I just feel like I'm flying through the story, man. I don't know. Maybe I'll get through it quicker than expected. But
I don't know. I just enjoy doing the races, man. Just
yeah,
driving
that's what
around,
I do. Like, I go and trying do, to like, find did you do any of those, and shit. Like, special ones where, like, you drive the specific cars, like the R8? Did you do that one, the Castro one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, where you drive the Castro, like, Time Attack.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was dope.
And then you get that, it's like a Land Rover.
Yeah, there's a Land Rover one after that.
Funny looking fucking Land Rover. Looks like
there's another one too, but I haven't done those.
It looks like one of those cars you used to just keep pushing forward and forward and forward, and then the wheels would carry it forward. And then if it hit a wall, it would start to, like, climb up the wall and then flip over backwards. That's what it fucking looks like in real life. But no, I think you get a Mini Cooper in that too, can't you?
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, it's like, I think it's a Clubman, which is like a bigger Mini Cooper, but yeah, same one. But those are the ones where I was telling you where, like, they got, like, the. You go between, like, dirt to, like, these big-ass ramps, and then you come back around.
Yeah, those ones are, like,
That one's fun.
Yeah, I bet.
That those one's really fun. Because, like, there'll be times where, like, you race at a section in that airport where... Mm. Have you gotten to that part? Where you have the airport garage? It's like a garage that's right at that airstrip. Yeah. And it's got all the ramps.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a spot where there's a course within that area that's really cool. And you end up going through one of the hangars. And you can go one of three ways. So you can either go inside through the middle, which is like a shed where you got to try to drift through that, or outside.
Oh, okay.
And then you come through in like a big U-turn.
That's dope.
Yeah, it's fun. And you can make, I think there's a good amount of the cars that you can do in that format.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's dope.
So have you gotten frustrated with the off-road racing yet?
No, I'm actually not too bad at the off-road racing.
It gets to
a point
where you start to get kind of frustrated because you slide too much. I beat all those, though. All of them?
Well, I don't know. That's what I'm confused about. Like, so, like, in the beginning, like, you start off and you can only do the races, like, the race, which is the red.
Right, because you start with what? You started with an S2K, right?
Right. So that's your race car. And then you get the black dude so you can drive off-road.
Yeah. Mac?
Right. And then after you beat, I think, five in each of those categories, then you unlock the rest of them, which is run, the ones where you run from the police. I ain't done any of those yet.
And drift.
Drift and drag.
And drag.
And then like the so Castro have, time attack. So you have race,
race, drag, drift, run, and off-road?
Right. Okay. Those are the five.
Yeah, and, but you haven't even taken out the second tier of each crew yet, right?
A second tier? What do you mean second tier?
So have you taken out, like, when you go up against the crews and you race all the way up to the leader and then you beat the leader of that crew?
Yeah.
But it's like each crew specializes in a certain type of race. It's like there's a drag crew, there's a race
right,
crew,
right, yeah,
drift
like,
crew.
Yeah, yeah, okay, I get you.
All of that. Have you gotten to that part yet? Like where you're starting to do that?
Yeah, where you beat them, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you beat
and
them.
Then
okay,
you beat the
have
leaders.
Have you gotten to like the second group, like the second tier of groups?
Oh, nah, so there's another second tier of groups?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, see, nah. I calm down. I stop playing because I'm worried.
So as you get
like
as you get like faster cars, you'll start to get more.
So like
more
what?
Games.
So what? Do they start going up to like 200 level races and up?
Oh yeah.
Oh okay. Yeah. Because like now, like my cars are like 200, like low 200s.
No, they max actually, it. I think 399.
They're smashing these races that I'm going. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I'm absolutely destroying these dudes in these races. So
yeah. But, yeah, you'll get another crew.
What I like going and doing, though, is fucking finding those fucking Roman racers. That's my favorite.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love doing that shit, especially
those
in the S2K.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll smash on them in that
Those ones would be fun. The ones that kind of suck are the ones where you got to make the distance between you.
Those are the ones, where you,
there'd be times where, like, I'll start, like, going one direction, and I'll just flip a bitch, and then you get that distance.
So, I don't know. I haven't done those ones. The ones that I've done are the ones where you got to stay in front the whole time.
No, there's other ones where like you have to put a certain amount of distance between
and
you and that
front,
person.
You can lead where you
yeah.
go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I gotcha.
But there'll be times where like I'll get that lead and then I'll flip the bitch real quick and take off the other direction. And it'll kind of glitch and give you credit for going that direction instead of them.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of a quick way. Or I'll crash them into a pole. And then they hit that pole and then you can try to... If you got a quick enough car, you build that momentum.
Oh, yeah, you're gone.
Hit that nitrous. Yeah, you'll get the difference, but... But, like, what's the highest level of cars you've unlocked? Because it gets pretty exotic, bro.
I think I just unlocked...
Like, I had a Aston Martin Vanquish. What is it called? The Vanquish?
Yeah. I think there's one car that I was thinking now. Oh, the Alfa Romeo. But you got to buy that one.
The Giulia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Quadrifoglio.
Yeah, you got to buy the car kit. Just do it. I did it. It's worth it. Dope ass car.
I don't know what, because I see that's me. Like the newest car, I think the car that I bought last was a R33 Skyline.
Oh, then you ain't even scratched the surface of the car.
But that's my drag car, and that motherfucker's fast.
All wheel drive, true all wheel drive.
No, it's rear wheel drive.
R33. R33 should be all wheel drive.
No, it's rear wheel drive.
Well, I guess they did have certain Skylines that you could get rear wheel drive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of them were rear wheel drive in Japan.
Yeah,
some of them were rear wheel drive.
Most of them were the four doors though.
Yeah, no, this is a two-door.
Yeah, most of the ones that were rear-wheel
drive. Although, do you know
four-door.
How to do wheelies? I have yet to master that, and I'm trying. I know, like, the concept of how to do it. It's just a bitch.
I think for me, I used to just launch with the nitrous.
Yeah, it's just a bitch. But just because I'm trying to win those
but
side
after,
bits every time.
Yeah. I could get them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty... I was pretty good at it, but then again, I got to a point. I had a C7 Vet.
Oh, yeah.
And that was my drag car. And it was all black, and that bitch That bitch a climb.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I set it up with like skinnies in the front, super fats in the rear. I do like how they gave an accurate representation of like a drag car.
Yeah.
Not like in previous Need for Speeds.
Yeah, where it's like.
They look like bullshit.
Yeah.
They look like this. This one, they did them right.
Yeah, my Skyline's all tubbed out.
Yeah. Like every iteration is
Michelin's
is
on
dope.
The rear and shit. Mini tub.
Yeah, because I had a couple. I had an old school Chevy truck that was a drag car. I had a 55 Chevy that was a drag car.
Nice.
I had a 240Z that was a drag car, and then I had the C7.
Was that the derelict one?
No, the derelict one I turned into a race car.
That's funny. I turned mine into off-road.
Did you? I found an old-ass Volvo.
Oh, okay.
And turned that one into an off-road. It was kind of cool. I painted it like almost like a pewter color, like a grayish kind of silver with like a splash of brown almost in it.
I did make a Mustang. That was my drift car.
I think I had a drag Mustang too.
So, but I tried to like break the mold on some of the cars. But Mustang drift cars not breaking the mold because
they already have.
It's kind of common now.
You should have drifted that R33. Mm-mm. That would have been dope.
No,
that's breaking the mold. You want to talk about breaking the mold? Or breaking the mold.
I'm just gonna go buy the S2K in every class and just.
S2K drag car would be kind of dope in S2K that game. Drag car. I never got one.
No, that would be dope. But once, I thought about
but
it.
I had a
it's
I had
not
a,
fast enough though.
Once I got it higher, I had a Carrera GT.
Oh, okay.
Because that's got the or no a Cayman GT because that's got the single exit exhaust.
Yeah, in the middle.
In the middle, yeah. And I turned that into a drift car. That bitch was fucking dope.
I bet.
I had it chrome. The paint job was chrome.
Oh, okay, nice.
With red wheels. That thing was fire. But then, of course, I had a, I think I used that one as, I had a lot of race cars, because those were just the best look on a lot of my taste. So I had a race 911 GT, which you can get in that game, and that one was fire. That one was yellow.
Nice.
So and then I built one for the wife as a run car that she got to design and create and whatever. And that one was a Panamera Turbo. They got some dope Porsches in that game, bro.
Yeah, bet.
So I had all of those right there.
Yeah, that's dope. So, I gotta get some more cars in that shit.
Yeah, you're not even you got a ways to go, because there gets to a point where you get into Lamborghini and Ferrari range, the high end Porsches. There's a 6 Series Beamer. I think you can get an M3.
Okay.
M6. Okay. And then
new NSX.
I had one. I remember I showed you I had one.
Oh yeah.
New NSX is in that game. I'm telling you, bro. You ain't scratched the surface. Where are you going with that game?
I'm on it.
You ain't scratched the surface. What'd you do this weekend? Past weekend?
Worked, and then I watched those football games. Sunday.
You want to talk about
it? Yeah. Both of my picks busted.
Oh, yeah. You picked the Saints and the Chiefs, huh? Mm-hmm. So far, I've been every person that I've picked team-wise has lost. I picked the Chargers over the Chiefs, and they lost. I picked the Chiefs over the Pats, and they lost. I got robbed on the Saints over the Rams. My Super Bowl pick got absolutely robbed.
I feel you on that one. I don't understand.
Bro.
That's blatant.
How are you in a situation where everybody in the world sees something that you don't?
Nah, they saw it.
Like, how?
NFL rigged.
I don't know if I'm willing to go that far.
Come on, man. Or did refs get paid off?
It doesn't look any more rigged than it's ever been, but I don't know if I'm willing to actually say yes, it's rigged.
Historically go down as maybe the worst non-call there's ever been.
Oh, I don't deny that. I think probably the most, probably one of the highest level of injustices in modern sports history.
That's what I'm saying. So how can you?
I think it's literally like, that egregious.
Like, this is up there with some of those boxing moments in history where it's like, did he just take a dive? Like, did that hit, like, really? You know what I mean? Like,
true.
Like, did the refs just give the game to the Rams?
I mean, it makes you wonder.
Not saying that the Saints couldn't have won even with that happening, because they could have. But the bottom line is the fact is that it shouldn't have came down to that. The call should have been called.
But the thing about it is a lot of people can say, well, the Saints still could have won. But that was a third down play.
That's what I'm saying. The call should have been called, and then the game should have went from
there. So that being a third down play, you can't expect for them to go for it on fourth down in a situation where they were down by 3 points. The problem and the biggest reason why that call is such a big call and changes the dynamic of that entire game simply boils down to the field position they would have had had either of those calls been called, whether that be the pass interference or the helmet-to-helmet hit. So the helmet-to-helmet hit gives you the ball within the 10 and a first down with a minute and 39 seconds to go, right?
Yeah.
The pass interference gives you the ball at the 6 with a minute and 39 to go, first down. Either situation gives you a position where, at that moment in time, the Saints, I believe, had 2 or 3 timeouts. Mm-hmm. The Rams had 1. So if they get either of those calls, that field position changes any chance the Rams have of winning that game.
Yeah, exactly.
See, that's the thing about it, and that's what makes it so bad to me, is the Saints still had a chance to win that game, but it would have required making a play call that definitely would have taken a lot of balls.
Right.
That you just don't make that kind of call in that situation, and that would be to go for it on fourth down.
Right.
You have to take the field goal at that moment in time. Right, you have no choice.
Yeah, for sure.
You have to take the. So that's why to me it makes it that much worse.
Yeah, because the Rams would have had no chance. Because at that moment in time,
the Rams would have had no chance.
Yeah.
They would have had the Saints. They would have stopped the clock after first down.
Right.
Right. But then the Saints would have been able to run the clock down second, third, into fourth down.
Right.
They could have taken a penalty for delay a game and really sucked up as much clock as they needed to, taken the 5 yards and then kicked the field goal.
And that was that.
Or, you know what I mean? And they would have won the game. Right. Instead, they kicked the field goal. The Rams come back, kick a field goal, go into overtime. Drew Brees throws the interception. The Rams kick a field goal to win the game.
Yeah.
But without that call, I don't know, man.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, they still get the field goal. Yeah,
refs got paid off. I don't know, man. They had to get moved from
there. They sure as hell got escorted to a different hotel.
Yeah, I saw that.
And had security standing outside their door so nobody hurt them that night.
Because you know how many people lost some money on that game right there off a bad call? Off a no call. Oh, that's the worst part. Mm-hmm. It's just a no call. Like, and there's two not refs to mention, right there.
Okay, not to mention the thing about it. If you're a Saints fan, right? That's 2 years in a row you've had extreme disappointment. The year before it was in the divisional round with the Minneapolis Miracle, right? Yeah. This year it's in the championship game with the no call.
Robbed.
However, at least with the Minneapolis Miracle, that was a play determined by the players.
Right, on that player.
Well, yeah. The one player who missed, but it did take one player who threw it and the one player who caught it.
Yeah, I get you on that end.
So player controlled no matter what, right? So that is just, that's the outcome. That's no different. That's no different than the Baltimore game, the Baltimore divisional game against Denver in 2012 when they won the Super Bowl. And Jacoby Jones catches that pass, that deep pass from Joe Flacco over the outstretched arm of Chris Harris.
Yeah.
Right?
I remember that.
Touchdown, takes the game to overtime, which both teams possess the ball. Peyton Manning throws the pick. Corey Graham picks it. Baltimore goes down, kicks the field goal. They go on to New England where they beat New England and then on to the Super Bowl, right?
Right.
But at least at the end of the day, those are miracle plays by players with just throwing up a hope and a prayer
at
that moment in time. This is not that case.
Not at all.
This is not a situation where a player made a miracle type play, you know, a clutch play of all time. Instead, this is where the referees gave one of the most memorable moments to an NFC championship game. They did that. The players didn't do that.
Exactly.
And at the end of the day, what bothers me is I don't see how, if this is a league that likes to talk about player safety and they like to talk about, you know, head injuries especially, like the onus and the focus of all of this player safety talk is about the head. The head, the head, the head, the head, the head.
Right.
Right. We're seeing commercials during NFL games about players and how they get custom designed helmets and how they get statistics now on each model of helmet, which helps make them, in their opinion, make a more educated decision on even what model of helmet that they're wearing for safety purposes. Mm-hmm. And this man gets hit dead in the face with another helmet on helmet to helmet contact. And those referees couldn't even call that.
Not at all. That's why I'm like wondering. That's why I'm wondering, man. I don't understand it.
Do you think that moving forward, the NFL should make that play reviewable? Like, okay, how do you think this gets prevented in the future? What can the league do to prevent this in the future? Because Roger,
make everything reviewable, even a no call, like that. That is blatant.
Every penalty.
Well,
are we talking about now? People are going to be able to review holding calls.
See, that's where it gets a little iffy.
Or do you think that
there's holding on every play?
Usually,
there's holding on every play, so you can't. What are we going to do?
So then, do you think that it should just be pass interference that can be reviewable, whether it is or is not pass interference?
See, I don't know, man. I don't know if there's necessarily.
And the reason why I say it as that way is because if you're going to be able to challenge whether it's defensive pass interference, you have to be able to be willing to allow the challenges for offensive pass interference as well. Do you agree?
Yeah, and that's where it's going to get iffy, though, because most of the time, if there's interference, it's usually, not usually, but sometimes it's on both ends. You know what I mean? So if you challenge it, how are you going to determine if both... You know what I mean?
Okay,
are you
going
to call pass interference on both? Like, change the call to pass interference on both sides of the ball every time there's a little bit of hand contact? You
well,
know what I mean?
So, I guess that's where you really start to open Pandora's boxes, because now you have to have an interpretation. See, so here's the thing. Anytime you want to make something reviewable, there has to be an interpretation of that rule.
That's where I'm lost on this.
Just like what is exactly is a catch and how they had all those issues with that.
I think there comes to a point in sports, it's like, it's sort of based on a POV, like a point of view. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And this is one of those things where it's like, I don't think there necessarily has to be a rule written or can be a rule that's written in place to prevent this from happening again. It's just one of those things where it's so blatant. How does that not get called? You know what I mean?
So,
like, how does the game not get stopped right there? Like,
but how do you put the control of the game back on the teams when it's taken away from what's supposed to be a neutral
part? That's what I'm saying. Like, there should be.
Do you okay? So some people have said that they should put an additional referee
in a box or something.
Up top, who can look at that and say, "Yo, guys, you missed that one. We need to throw a flag on that play."
Right, but then it's one of those things where it's like, where does he come in and where doesn't he come in type of thing. You know what I mean? Like,
well, because at that moment in time, he's going to have the best view out of anybody. Mm-hmm. So does he come in and say, no, pick that flag up?
Right. Like,
or does a referee say, no, I saw a penalty, I'm going to call a flag. And the other guy says, well, I just saw the replay and there's no flag, pick it up. But is that only going to apply to a reviewable play? Or does he say, no, you missed that call?
Right.
Or does he allow a call that appears to be correct? Okay, so like, here's another point. Like, so like, in the interpretation of the rule, right? So now you have to know, okay, what exactly is and isn't defensive pass interference? What exactly is and isn't offensive pass interference? And therefore, how can that be interpreted? Mm-hmm. And the reason why I say that is because if there were to be a situation where the defense can be reviewed. Okay, so let's say they do decide to put this referee up in a booth, right? Are plays like pick plays, which is basically where the offensive runs into a DB on a crossing route,
specifically supposed to interfere with
correct
the route.
Yeah. and but be made to look as if he's running a route, but really his purpose is to get in the way of the DB to open someone else up.
Flat.
Now, and do you think, and this is my point, with a referee up in a booth who has a better ability to see those types of situations, does he then radio down and say, hey, that's a pick play, that's offensive pass interference, that play's coming back? Because you can legally pick within 1 yard or something
of the line
like
of
that.
Scrimmage or
right.
something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know, man. It's so like
I'm not a big fan of the ability to allow pick plays at all.
No.
Because we live in a world where our sports leagues are driven by scoring and offense. Yeah. And I say that across the board. Baseball is driven by home runs. Mm-hmm. Basketball and the way points. That they've changed the rules on basketball is driven by points and
oh yeah, for sure.
All of that. Football is the same way, and they've changed the rules that 9 times out of 10 benefit the offensive side of the game
right.
more than they benefit the defensive side of the game.
Right.
Couldn't this be somewhat of an equalizer back to the defensive side of the ball if there was an additional ref up there?
Yeah.
And how much like power that. Does this ref get given if they are being put into that position? Mm-hmm. Do they have the ability to overrule any and everything?
Right, or just certain stuff.
Or is this a situation where there has to be, once again, like the NFL likes to use, indisputable evidence?
Yeah, bullshit.
To state
yeah.
that it can be overruled or not overruled.
What I want to know, though, is, or what I think they need to do is, they make the players answer all these questions, even after you lose a tough
Press.
Game like that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You're
media.
Expected to go up in front of all these people. And
yeah,
answer
you have
all
post-game
these
interviews. Yeah.
Why are the refs not expected to do the same?
That's a good question.
You know what
do
I mean?
Do you also feel
you're
like
part of the game just as much as a player, a coach?
Clearly, especially
you know
when
what
they
I mean?
Can determine the outcome of the game.
Exactly.
Like they've
just as much
to
as
so.
A player or
Absolutely.
A coach. You
Absolutely.
Know what I mean? So why are you not held up to that same? Because honestly, like, what are those two refs going to come up and say if they were asked that question? You didn't see it? You can't tell me. You're literally, you both are on the same sideline right there where it happened.
But don't you think that also the referees, okay, so here's the thing about it. The referees are already at kickoff the most disliked person in the entire stadium because both sides hate the referee.
Okay, yeah.
Right?
Okay, yeah,
okay, okay.
Okay. I mean,
so when you go to a press conference as a referee, are you going to be given praise for your performance and your accurate calls, or are you always just going to be questioned for the calls that you didn't make? And the reason why I say it that way is because you're having to face both teams' media parties, and therefore you've probably made questionable calls on both teams. So do you think that those media members are going to be favorable to you when you may have made decisions that could have cost either
but are
team?
Is the media favorable to anybody?
Oh yeah, I mean you have media members that's their local team, so they're going to talk and ask questions.
Right, but then at the same time you're
going to
have those media from
the opposing
other
players.
Team.
Well, of course, but you're getting half and half with a ref. You're going to be getting it from both sides.
Well, I understand that, but
here's
sorry,
my thing.
But that's
here's
what you get paid for.
So I'm not exactly.
nobody put a gun to your head and told you, "Hey, become an NFL referee."
No, but
no,
at the,
sir.
But
at, this is the scrutiny you're going to have to take when you hold the game in your hands.
Well, yeah, but they take that scrutiny anyway. But that's my point. Like,
they
should they have to
they
sit there and
to
be grilled about it post game every game? Here's my thing.
Maybe not every game, but maybe just. I don't know.
Just when they make those egregious calls?
No,
because
I was going to say just like postseason play. Because that's necessarily when you're talking about plays, like referee situations that
do you think,
are
okay.
hugely costly to teams.
Okay.
It's 9 times out of 10 in the postseason play. You're not going to.
Well, that's because that's the only time when games ever mean that much.
That's what I'm saying. So
especially in the NFL postseason. Where you only have one shot.
So just do it in the postseason.
So do what in the postseason? Make them do press conferences?
Yeah.
And
to
expand
answer for their calls.
Okay. Okay.
To answer for their calls. Why not? You get paid to do it. You could get paid to do postseason.
I mean,
if I got
paid to referee, I'd have thrown a flag. So.
Because look at this. Like. So, say they do make the call,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Not everybody's happy because I'm sure there's going to be other stuff brought up like, oh, why'd you miss this call? Why'd you miss that call? If they did do post-game interviews, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
It's not like...
But is anybody going to dispute the fact that that call should have been made? Can people dispute whether or not the other calls, such as Sean McVay bringing up the fact that he, you know, there was a Jared Goff face mask that was missed when he scrambled and whatnot in the course of play. That is the type of play, though, that you can accept why a referee may not have called that play.
For sure.
It was not that cut and dry.
So, I mean, you can't sit there and, I'm not saying that you go up there and grill him for every single missed call, because there's holding, like I said, there's holding on every
right.
You know what I mean? Right, so you can't call every single little foul and see every single, but the blatant ones though. I don't think you should sit him up there for an hour or a half hour and fucking have these media people just absolutely grill them on every single missed call.
Right.
But when there are like, put him up there for 5 minutes.
And do you think that they should have to release a statement?
There's more than one controversial call in every
of course
postseason game. Of course. So there's a few that they can answer for. Don't make them answer for all of them, but there's a few.
Of course.
So I don't see what's the problem with doing that.
So do you think that the what I was going to ask you to follow up then is, do you think that replay rules should only be expanded for playoff games?
Yes.
So like if this happens and it's just week four of the NFL season and the Rams beat the Saints on that bad of a call,
then
are you as upset about the blown call as you would be in the NFC title game?
I would say I'm upset. It's a missed call. The NFL needs to come out, say, yo, we need to do something to these refs. They missed this call. Mm-hmm. He needs to do whatever they need to do to get this ref to make sure they don't miss that call again. But no, and as far as being the same amount of angry, no, absolutely not.
So do you think that you're basically saying that it really, and I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, so don't take it that way. But so basically, in your opinion, when the stakes are the highest, getting it right matters absolutely the most. Okay,
for sure.
I got you. So now, with that said, do you feel like the ref should have a system where their play, and by play I mean their officiating, is reviewed, and if calls are missed, that they should be penalized?
Yes.
But absolutely. How do you penalize them?
Fine them
and do you suspend them from games? I mean,
sure. If it's that bad, if it's that blatant, that bad, yeah. That's a bad call right there. That is a bad missed call.
No, I agree. I mean, that to me is that's like a bad call, but that's
bad no call.
Yeah, you cannot be an NFL referee and miss calls like that. No, I don't deny that at all. I don't dispute that at all.
And that's what sort of grinds me up about the NFL and how they I feel like they just let these referees sort of.
It's like Peter Griffin. You know what really grinds my gears?
Right. That's a good one.
But that's a good episode.
That is, yeah.
That's a good episode. You know what really grinds my gears?
But they need to do
something. Here's to you, Ollie. Fucking black weather, man.
Ollie. Hot! That's funny.
How's the weather, Ollie?
Rainy!
That's it. Then they pan back to somebody else. Yeah, that
shit's all right.
That shit's funny. But I mean, what would your? I mean, okay. So what would your fine range be? I mean, I don't know how much NFL referees make. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I guess it'd be based on.
I guess you'd have to consider it more so to like a player. You know, so basically, if you miss a call, you get fined a game check, because I'm sure they get paid similar to NFL players.
Yeah, they get paid
week by week. Because that's how it is with NFL players. Everybody thinks that they like get a fat check. Like, no, they still get a weekly paycheck.
Yeah. For the whole season.
Yeah, for the rest of the year.
I wonder if they get more checks, though, if they play playoff games. I don't think so.
No, because that would have to insinuate that they get paid money if they make the playoffs. I don't think it works that way.
No.
Unless it's in your
written incentive.
Yeah, unless it's written into your contract. But I don't think they just give
you game checks.
I think you get.
Because you see Nick Foles. I think you get
bonus checks if you win, though.
See, Nick Foles got that $1 million. I know we're getting way off track right now, but you see Nick Foles got that $1 million.
There's
nothing about.
There's no on track for this episode. We don't know where this episode is going. Nowhere at all.
They rounded up for him.
I did see that. Yeah, I mean, that's just to be like, yo, stay and be a backup.
Right.
He's like, nah, I'm gone.
Fuck that.
Hey, he's got to cash in, though.
Yeah.
You team Wentz or team Foles?
For Philly?
Yeah.
Oh, team Wentz. Keep Wentz. I like Nick Foles, though. Don't get me wrong.
You know what Philly should do? Philly should just fucking let him go somewhere for free agency and then fucking trade for him. Back. Come playoff time.
Yeah, just bring
when Wentz gets hurt again.
Get Chaz back here. But I don't know, man. They need to do something because that is... Like, if you're New Orleans right now, like, if I'm Drew Brees right now, like, I'm so pissed. Like, I'm losing sleep right now.
Well, quite honestly, I would have loved to see the way Bill Belichick would have tried to have handled that offense.
Yeah,
that would
have been a good...
Because, I mean, the Saints are literally pick your poison.
Yeah.
You want a little bit of Alvin Kamara on a right. run. You want a little bit of Alvin Kamara on a wheel route. Right. You want Mark Ingram shoved down your throat.
Right.
Or you want Michael Thomas over the top. You want Michael Thomas over the middle. Mm-hmm. You want Ted Ginn deep. Your safety better be ready because he's coming.
Yeah.
Over the top deep. I mean, how are you going to deal with that other than to try to get at Drew Brees no matter what you do? But yeah. I mean, he has so many weapons to be able to just dump them off that it, you know. I mean, there was good the luck. Play where Alvin Kamara chipped. When he chipped, he fell. Drew Brees held it, looked over, saw that he fell, went to get back up, waited, gave him that second, and then dumped it over the top to him for like an 8-yard gain.
Right.
How do you stop that? You know, I think that, to me, that team was special.
Yeah.
That team was about to do some special, special things, and they weren't given that opportunity because of such a bad call.
So... NFL's rigged. Patriots winning Super Bowl again.
You think they're winning it again?
With a score of 28-17.
All right, so speaking of the Patriots game real quick prediction. Against the Chiefs. Noted. Do you think that Andy Reid has any... What's the word I'm looking for? Basically, any leg to stand on with his complaint about the fact that Dee Ford was not warned that he was offsides on that play where Kansas City would have intercepted the ball and potentially ended the game. That would have been the game ender.
Yeah.
With that interception, but it got called back because Dee Ford was offside. Do you think Andy Reid has a valid point because the player was not warned, or do you think that that one's like, nah, that's still on the player?
That's still on the player at the end of the day. On me, like you're.
Now I will say. Now I will you're say. Professional. I have played organized football.
No, they do let you know,
and they do every warn time. You. I mean, yeah, we've played flag football, yeah. and they'll warn you exactly. if you're offside. I mean,
we played that amateur football league.
Right,
that
they'll warn you. Yeah, they will warn you.
But like I said.
However, it's kind of like
NFL rigged.
To me, it's kind of like it's kind of like. Protect yourself at all times.
Right.
You know what exactly. I mean? It's kind of that same
don't beat rule. Yourself.
Like, yeah, they might warn you,
right.
but what if they don't? Right. Ultimately, exactly. you've got to know whether or not you're offsides. That's one of those
things where it's like...
Ask.
Independent.
Gotta ask.
Be, you know what I mean? You got
to...
Yeah,
if you exactly. ask a referee if you're offsides, he has to tell you the truth.
Right, exactly.
Because he can't say, no, you're not offsides, and then flag you for it.
Right.
So you just ask. Maybe, look yeah. over. You're D Ford. You're sitting at the end of the line. Look over.
Right.
Am I good? No, you're not good, homie.
Right.
So to me, I'm not really what Andy Reid's call. No, I do not believe. On that one. I do believe that the call that Tom Brady got for roughing the passer was not a good call. However, Kansas City does not deserve to win that game. If you cannot get one more stop on 3rd and 10,
yeah.
and you couldn't get that one stop that one, four yeah. straight times
right.
where it was either 3rd and 9 or 3rd and 10.
And you can't get one of those.
And you could not get one of those.
Defense wins championships.
You don't deserve to win that game. And that's exactly the point about why a 31st ranked defense in the NFL had no business being in that playoffs. They were literally brought there by the high potency of that offense.
Yeah.
That is a high-scoring offense for sure. with some serious weapons.
Yeah, yeah.
And that defense was so used to being ahead. They come playoff really time, that's not how playoff football is played.
No.
You know, you got to bring a run game, and you got to pack your defense.
They always struggled against teams that could score with them.
Absolutely. And well, I mean, hell, but one of the biggest reasons why, if you think about it, and if you look back and play some of those plays in your head, Kansas City is not a good tackling football team. Mm. They don't tackle very well.
Yeah.
There was a play where one of the, I think it was a linebacker, a DB, I think it was a linebacker, I think it was Justin Houston, or no, Reggie Ragland, had an opportunity to have like a loss for 6. He got juked. Even though he squared up, he still couldn't wrap up, got juked, and that player ends up getting a first down. Mm. he'd have had a 6-yard loss.
Yeah, it's tough.
And that was on one of those big drives where New England really needed that first down. Yeah. And it's like, if you can't tackle, you're not going to win football games.
Nope.
So I'm okay ultimately with New England being in the Super Bowl based on the teams that they played.
Yeah.
But I do feel that some teams who really shot themselves in the foot, i.e. my Baltimore Ravens, would have been a much better matchup to have stopped the dominance of the Patriots. New England Patriots. Because let's keep it real. When that Baltimore defense was rested, nobody wanted that defense.
Yeah.
It wasn't until they shot themselves in the foot against the Chargers and gave them all that good field position, basically three possessions in a row,
yep,
with fumbles, that it got them put into a position where it was like, all right, well, this isn't what we're used to. You know, we can't drain the clock when we're doing this. And because of
Peyton Manning back,
yeah, exactly. But the worst part about it is they did it to themselves.
Yeah.
But if they don't do that, and Phillip Rivers has to deal with a Baltimore defense that stays rested on the sidelines,
yeah, it's a little different.
They don't win that game.
Yeah.
And I don't think, I don't know who really can beat that defense when they're that rested and playing that well. Mm. But you know, it is what it is. You know, right, that's how the playoffs shape up. But I don't know how I feel about the Super Bowl based on the fact that all my fucking picks have lost. I'm gonna say New England wins it because that means, yeah, I hope that too, they lose. Yeah. But I think if the Rams are on their A game and Todd Gurley plays a hell of a lot better than he did against the Saints, I think the Rams have a potential to win this game.
Yeah, they got a potential to win it because they dare.
Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, they got a puncher's chance. I mean, they're just like, you know, Amanda Nunes going up against Chris Cyborg.
But
what she got a chance because she there. The last and she time knocked the her ass out.
Played the Rams in the Super Bowl.
They won by a field goal. They won by a field goal. And it wasn't. It was a deep one, too.
Let's see if it's close like that again.
But they were also underdogs.
Who, the Patriots?
Yeah.
Yeah. Back they then, were the underdogs. Of course. Yeah, back then.
Well, yeah, but that was the greatest show on turf.
That's
started,
what I'm saying.
They started getting cocky. These Rams haven't done anything to be cocky.
No. But we'll see. Bring it back to L.A.?
I don't know.
Sorry, St. Louis.
Yeah, right. I mean, if you was a St. Louis Rams fan, you got to at least just still be rooting for them, even though they're not in your city.
Fuck that. That's like saying San Diego Charger people were rooting for San Diego Chargers. After San Diego Chargers were like, man, fuck them.
Well, the city of San Diego didn't really give them much options, but the owner of the San Diego Chargers is a bit of a douchebag.
Fuck yeah.
So they could have stayed in that stadium and still made some money. I mean, I'm sure San Diego State is loving it because now they got a fucking massive former pro stadium as right, their stadium. So I'm sure that they're enjoying that. But I think that things could have been done differently in that situation and kept the Chargers in San Diego. But the allure of that brand new stadium and, you know what I'm saying, Stan Kroenke or whatever that dude's name is that owns the Rams, like, yo, yeah, come on, share a stadium with us. That stadium's going to be off the chain.
Hell yeah.
So
I'm trying to go to a game out there.
Shit, I was trying to go to a fucking little soccer stadium and watch the Ravens play the Chargers this Chargers, year, but I couldn't do it. That would have been fun, especially because we won.
Expensive tickets, though, man.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
But so what Super Bowl tickets were like $6,000.
Yeah, you was talking to Alan.
No, I was talking to Martin. No, I was talking to Martin.
That's funny. Me and Alan were looking that shit up. That shit was funny, though.
Yeah,
we seen like a 50-yard line lower level were like $12,000.
I would not pay that.
I'm like, bro, that's a down payment on a fucking house.
I would not pay that to see any football game. Crazy.
No, quite honestly, though, like, bucket list.
I wouldn't pay that if my team was in the Super Bowl.
Come on, bucket list, Nick.
Hell no.
Bucket list.
Not 12 G's, Nick. You got your mind.
Bucket
list. For one ticket.
But you got it.
I don't care if I got it.
But you got it.
Nope.
But you got it.
Nope.
You got it and then some.
Nope.
Like, you could buy a whole row at that price.
Yeah, no. I'm still not going.
I'm going.
Nah, I'm not going.
I'm going. You got to bucket list that.
Nah, I'm not going.
You got a bucket list of Super Bowl. Super Bowl not on your bucket list.
And my biggest thing.
What's on your bucket list then? Let's talk about it.
Now, this year, my biggest thing.
We all know where this show is going. What Super Bowl?
The Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, it's in Georgia.
Yeah. You know what my beef with that is?
What?
I was talking to, shout out to Patrick from work about this one.
Oh, God.
Patrick Sheets.
Oh, God.
He brought this up to me.
Oh, God.
They got a.
I'm afraid.
No.
I'm afraid.
So, right, you go to the Super Bowl, right? You go to the stadium.
Yeah.
You know how they have restaurants in stadiums? Well, in this one, they got a Chick-fil-A in the stadium.
That bitch gonna be closed.
On the motherfucking Super Bowl Sunday. Chick-fil-A. And they said they're not opening just because of Super... Chick-fil-A, come on.
Hey,
come on.
Hey, Chick-fil-A, no, come here's on. The thing, though. Here's the thing.
You're going to open any Sunday.
Chick-fil-A is convicted, homie. Chick-fil-A is convicted. They not changing for nobody.
My biggest thing, though, why put a Chick-fil-A in a stadium?
Where the games are on Sundays?
Where 9 times out of 10.
That's a pretty good point.
The stadium's gonna
be... So wait, this Chick-fil-A is normally open?
No.
On Sundays?
No, it's not. That Chick-fil-A is not open on Sunday.
No, I know, but it's inside the stadium.
That's my thing.
So the Chick-fil-A is in the stadium?
Yeah.
Is it like one of like the corner vendors or is it like a restaurant?
Like, nah, I think it's like a... Like you may be able to get to it from the outside. I don't know. I ain't been there, but this is just from what I was hearing.
But I mean, so, is it like Friday's front row at Chase Field?
Yeah, exactly. At Bank One Ballpark. Like I think it's like that type of setup. So but, it's like, why would you put that in there? Unless that stadium gets used a whole ton for like concerts and other shit like that, but
that's true,
even
but,
then, I don't know, man. I don't.
That is
understand it.
That is, I guess, different. But you got to give Chick-fil-A credit; they don't change for nobody.
No, they don't. Keep it
do
real.
Do you like Chick-fil-A?
I love Chick-fil-A.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. I like it a lot.
I think it's all right. But see, the problem is when I go to the mall, like I look at Chick-fil-A.
I don't go to the mall to get it.
And then I look at Charlie's.
Yeah, see,
and
I
look
go,
at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, I get Charlie's every
Charlie's,
time I see.
And I'm like, yeah, sorry, Chick-fil-A.
You get Chick-fil-A right there. I'll stay.
Shout out to Charlie's. Can y'all open up like a standalone store, please? I'm tired of going
no,
to the
we're
mall.
We're going a little over time right now, but did you see that story about those people?
What?
Those two chicks. I think it was two or three chicks that attacked the
Charlie's
employees.
No, that was a Charlie's that happened.
That was a Charlie's.
No,
cheese.
I only saw that little headline, but
like
I didn't see what. Yeah, it said that
the
like they attacked somebody in a food court.
Yeah, that was at a Charlie's. Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Attacking Charlie's like that. Shame on you.
Yeah, don't be fucking with Charlie's employees,
man.
You'd be
you
lucky
got
I don't.
Your card declined.
Yo, you'd be lucky I don't put your face on that hot ass griddle. You come after me like that. You seen the one where the dude grabbed the chicken McDonald's, right? She started teeing off on his ass.
Oh, yeah. If I was a cook back there, I would have
because of the straw?
I would have knocked that fucking clean out.
Because it was in...
You could have fired
me,
McDonald's.
I think you had to ask for straws. No, I'm teeing off on that
dude.
Yeah,
I'm teeing
off
on
him. Teeing off on
don't
him.
You grab no woman like
yeah.
that.
Nah, you crazy, bro. Whatever. I'd have slit his ass. Like, he deserved to get knocked the fuck out. Like, just
laid out
on the
right
floor
there.
Of McDonald's.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Right there.
Dragged outside.
Yeah. I would have dragged his ass outside and set him next to the bush. Made him look like a homeless dude because that's what he was.
But I guess those chicks and Charlie's were attacking it because their card got declined.
How are you going to attack somebody because your card got declined?
You ain't got no money.
Wow.
Right.
What is this
crazy
world?
To? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
crazy fucking world.
That's crazy. Tell me, was he black? Just tell me it wasn't black.
I didn't see the. I only saw the back.
That's
of the
thing about like what we got to do
not
nowadays.
Say they were black
because like,
they were. I don't know. They weren't white. I know that.
We just
got
to make sure that, like, we can't do that to ourselves no more. Like, they're going to use it for fodder now.
For sure.
Like,
but I don't know what race. They could have been anything because I only seen, like, a
story. You just can't be that. You just can't be that trifling. No matter what you are, you can't be that trifling. But at this moment in time, when we're really just fighting for people to treat us like humans, we got to make sure that we acting like humans.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly.
Because you might be that one person's experience with the color of your skin that could totally make or break their perception of your entire race at times.
Oh, yeah.
And it doesn't sound like that's a fair assessment.
Not at all.
But that's the harsh reality of this world. You
like
may be the
one
person
that
changes somebody's mind about how they look at you in your race, or
good or
in
bad.
A good or a bad way.
Good or bad.
You know what I mean? And so when people act like that, it's just like you just...
Yeah, for sure.
You have to always remember that you're somewhat of a representation of where you come from and who you are and what you look like and the people that look like you.
Right, exactly.
You know, whether you find that fair or not, I don't know what to tell you.
Right.
You know, there's just some things in this world that are just not fair.
Right.
And we can't make them fair.
No.
Because to make them fair changes the world in a way that it just can't be done because it involves the human psyche.
Right.
So I know we've gotten way off track. This was a fun-ass episode. I can't even believe it's been an hour. Like time flew by, and we didn't even hardly talk about nothing. So next week we're going to be coming off a weekend where we don't have any football, really. We got the Pro Bowl, but nobody gives a fuck about the Pro Bowl.
Not even a little bit.
So next week is going to be a good weekend, so or a good episode, because I really want to talk about what I wanted to talk about this episode, which is involving dynasties in sports.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So that one I want to be a big topic for next week. We'll start the show off with that one and see how off the rails we can get based on that, because the Patriots being in the Super Bowl this year definitely represents
a dynasty.
You know, a dynasty. We're talking 11 AFC title games for Tom Brady, 8 in a row, or 15 with 8 in a row. It's something crazy like that. He's already got 5 rings. He's lost how many Super Bowls? 3?
Yeah, I think so.
So it's like he's got a shit ton of Super Bowl appearances. Yeah. So I really want to talk about like the effect that dynasties, not even necessarily as dominant as the Patriots one at this moment, but just ones that are starting to flirt with that, you know, 3 championships in a row,
right,
things like that, you know, and how that affects sports and what your opinions are on that. So we'll talk about that one next episode. That's going to be episode 9, man.
Nice.
So this wraps up episode 8. I hope you guys had as much fun as we did. Right. I definitely enjoyed myself. I always love episodes where we get to a point where we have to cut ourselves off.
Exactly.
Because that lets me know that really just the creativity, just the thoughts have just been flowing, you know. And I was telling the wife, like, I don't even care if people listen, like, at this moment in time. Like, it's literally just an hour-long conversation with, you know what I'm saying, like,
yeah,
brothers, you know, exactly, what I'm saying, like just doing our thing, having conversation, because we definitely don't get to see each other as much as we used to when we work together. So this kind of makes up for it, so I enjoy it a lot. So I hope the listeners out there definitely enjoy it. I hope you guys are picking us up, whether you're on Google, whether you're on Apple Podcasts, whether you're on Anchor, Stitcher, Pocket Casts, any of them. Please just keep listening. We'd love the feedback. We'd love to hear what you guys want to hear us talk about. So definitely reach out to us, get in touch with us. We'd love to hear from you guys. That's it for tonight, man. I'm ready to go to sleep.
Yeah, me too.
Everybody else have a good night. Signing off on episode 8. Where was I going with this? See ya.
Peace.